So a couple of things you can do when you get home. One is eat something light. Drink. On the way home, you should have listened to an audio. That will set your mind at ease. It will transition you from what's been happening all day in your job, in your personal environment, and it will get you prepared. And there's multiple CDs, multiple audios that you can listen to. I've suggested a couple on this series, a couple of things you can do. And maybe you just read a chapter of a book. And this doesn't take long, maybe 15 minutes. But this preparation, getting yourself ready, getting you focused on your invitation is very important. Just to kind of give you an overview, if you're using the product, your invitation will be better. And before you start inviting, again, prepare yourself. Make sure that you say something, that you stand up, that you get ready. And one of the things you can do is to stand up and say out loud, "I own my own international direct response marketing business that markets a global private membership club." You can actually repeat something like that before you start inviting. Now, why is standing up important when you're inviting? A lot of people sit by the phone, they kind of slouch back, and they start inviting. They're maybe tired, and they just want to kind of get through the invitation. They've got five people that evening that they want to invite, or 10, whatever the scenario is, and they kind of do it begrudgingly. Well, if you do that, it comes out in the invitation. If you're just kind of trying to get through it, trying to get it out of the way, then it's not as effective. But if you stand up and make phone calls, there's a different energy that comes out of your voice. And what you'll find is that when people are inviting, the ones who stand up actually have more success. I usually walk while I'm inviting. I'm so excited about inviting somebody to take a look at the Global Information Network, I actually pace a little bit while I'm doing it. And that comes through the phone. Multiple times when I've been at Kevin Trudeau's house, at Blaine Athorne's house, at Dr. Ted Mortar's house, when we've been together and somebody is inviting a prospect to take a look at the Global Information Network, they're standing up. They're excited. So one of the keys is that you get your energy level up. And one of the ways to do that is to stand up when you're inviting. But don't start inviting until you're mentally ready to do so. So one of the things that I always do is I always have a couple of notes on my desk and I'll write down what I do, actually what I'm in. I own my own international direct response marketing business that markets a global private membership club. That's what I'm doing for those 2 hours or for those 3 hours or the time that I've allocated that evening or that day on the business. The most important thing when inviting is, and we've used this word, is your intention. That must be right. And the more honed in your intention is, again, the more successful your invitation will be. Now, what does that mean? What is intention? Well, your intention is a combination of a series of beliefs that you have, that you've garnered over a period of time about the Global Information Network. And that's been created internally. It's part of your being. And are then able to demonstrate that intention both verbally and physically. So your intention is a combination of series and beliefs that you've created internally by gathering information about the member benefits in the Global Information Network and the affiliate program. And you're then able to demonstrate that intention both verbally and physically. So in other words, when you're talking about the Global Information Network, people can pick up that your belief level is very high, that you're very sincere. If you were to share the program physically, they could see that you were excited, that your eyes are lit up, that your hand gesticulation is high. They're picking up the energy that your intention is high. So let's break that down. Let's break down intention when it comes to inviting and what the most important parts or segments are. One, do you believe in what you're inviting them to take a look at? Do you believe in what you're inviting them to take a look at? Number two, do you believe that you're being honest with them while inviting? Do you believe you're being honest?